Radhara Sudhanidhi. We're discussing yesterday verse 2, beginning to describe Radha's Rupa Mahima, the glories of Radharani's transcendental, sweet and beautiful form, and the different aspects of her form. So as an introduction to this discussion, we cited one verse in number 2, where Raghunath Das Goswami is explaining the tremendous prabhav of Radharani, how much she can affect Krishna, that when Krishna is situated at some place, some distance from Radharani, downwind or somewhat removed, and the breeze or the wind blows over Radharani's body and picks up some of the fragrance of her body or her garland or her cloth or her person, and that fragrant laden breeze continues to move down some distance, and Krishna is in some separate place, and that wind passes his way, and he smells that breeze passing over Radharani's body with that tremendous, all-attractive fragrance, then he becomes very excited and says that he feels himself blessed. Krishna feels, I'm very blessed. Just if the wind from Radharani's body blows by me, I consider myself blessed and fortunate. If I'm touched even by the slightest playful breeze coming from the tip of Radhika's garment. And then how does he respond to that? How does he respond to that? And it says that Namostu Brishabhanu Bhuvo Dishepi. Dishe means direction. That when Krishna, he feels, oh, I am so fortunate. I feel blessed that the breeze from Radharani's body is blown my way, and I'm smelling that fragrance, and therefore I offer my namaste, my respects to that dish or dig. We say dig in Hindi, dig. To that direction, I offer my respects. Because he feels, oh, I've received blessings from this northern direction, because the northern direction has brought this wind to me. So at certain times, Radhika is staying at Yavat, which is halfway between Nandagram and Koshi. Sometimes Radha stays with her parents in Barsana, which is 40 kilometers west of Vrindavan. Devotees that are fixed in Smaran know exactly in which direction they can find her. So here, the pundit is explaining that devotees that are really fixed in remembering Vrindavan, thinking about Vrindavan, in other words, we can draw from Krishna's Leela, which is Krishna's Leela is of itself and by itself and for itself. It's for his pleasure and of his pleasure. But we can also draw teachings from it. As I mentioned, when we study scriptures, there are three different levels. One is the transcendental level. One is the subtle level in the mind, and the other is the gross level. So one level we can think, another level is, what does this verse mean to Krishna? What does this verse mean to me? And what does this verse mean to others? So this verse has its own meaning for Krishna, because this is Leela Vichar. This is about Leela. This verse is describing Krishna Leela, Prem Leela, Ras Leela. This is about Radha and Krishna, Rahasya Leela, confidential, internal, spiritual, transcendental Leela. So what does it have to do with me? Can I draw some teaching for me on my level? There's the Divya Vichar, and there's Adi Bhautika Vichar, and Adi Daivika Vichar, which means the Divya or transcendental level. Then there's Adi Bhautika Vichar, which means the physical or this level. And then there's Adi Atmika Vichar, which means the consideration of me. Atma means myself. These are three considerations, three viewpoints of any shloka from Shastra. So we see here that Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he's in Vrindavan. He's living in Vrindavan. And he is in Nandagram. And then Radharani is in Barsana. And the wind is blowing from the south. The wind is blowing from the south, and it's blowing from the south going to the north. So when Radharani's standing, when she's standing on the veranda of her palace in Barsana, as we often do, when we go to Barsana and visit Laraliji, then we go out to her veranda of her palace and we look north towards Nandagram. And it's a clear day, we can see the palace of Nanda Baba to the north. And because it's there. On the next hill north is Nanda Baba. So Radharani's standing there also in the morning before she meets, after she leaves Krishna. She's looking to the north towards Nandagram. And the wind is blowing from the south, from Govardhan. And the wind passes over her body and catches her fragrance. And she's just wearing a beautiful fresh garland of gardenia flowers that has just come from Prem Kishore Mundry's garden. Prem Kishore Mundry's garden, these beautiful gardenias. She's wearing a full garland with 108 gardenias and reminding her of the Rasa dance. And then she has so much beautiful ointments on, kasturi, and her body itself smells so beautiful, like chandan and kapoor and kasturi and nila, padma, blue lotus. So this breeze from the south picks up that fragrance of the garland and Radharani's body and blows north, 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 and it goes to Nandagram. And Krishna, he is in his room. He is in his room pretending to sleep, because he has just left Radharani, he's left Nikunja Lila, he's left Nidiban, he's jumped into bed and pulled a sheet over his head, pretending to sleep. And then in the window comes this fragrance. This fragrance comes in the window, and Krishna smells once, twice, thrice. Because anything good should be done three times for confirmation. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kalo Anasteva, 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 Gati Randitam. For emphasis, to emphasize the event, to increase the depth of absorption in the experience. Once, twice, thrice. When Krishna felt so blessed, oh, what a truly fortunate day, what a mangala, this is really Ati Mangala Titi. Ati Mangala Titi. Ati Mangala Din. This is a most auspicious day. Most auspicious and wonderful day that this wind has brought me a great fortune. This wind has united me with my beloved. This wind has united me with my beloved. Therefore, let me show my appreciation, my gratitude, and my respect. So that's why it's being said here by Rati Mundry. By Tungavidya, by Prabhunananda. Namostu, namaste, Brishabhana Bhuvo, Dishei Pi. I offer my obeisances. I turn to the south, look towards the south, and I fold my hands and I look out the window and I offer my obeisances in the direction south, in the direction of Barsana. I say, Brishabhana Nandini Ki Jai. Thank you, Brishabhana Nandini. Thank you, southern direction. This was in Dakshin, I think it's Dakshin. Dakshin Dig, thank you. And thank you, Vayudev, or Vayu Maharaj. Dakshin is south, I believe. North is Uttar. And west is Paschim. And east is Purva. Is it right? Yes, yes, or no, no? Yes, no? No, yes. So, this is what's being told here. Now, what does this verse have to do with me? Because we're told here that devotees that are fixed in Smaran, they know about Radharani's itinerary. They know that Radharani moves. That sometimes she's with her mother, and sometimes she's with her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law's name is Jatila. And her mother's name is
Kirtida.
Kirtida. So 3 months a year Radharani's with her mother, and 3 months a year she's with her mother-in-law. So January, February, March, Radharani's with her mother in Barsana. So she can play holy with Krishna and Gavarvan. And then January, February, March. Then April, May, and June, when it's too hot to play, she's with her mother-in-law, because the heat of the day matches her mother-in-law's temperament. Our mother-in-law is hot-headed. So then she's in Yavat. Then July, August, and September, which is Shravan Mas, and Julan time, and Janmastami, and Radhastami. Radharani is in Varsana. Then September, October, and November, Radharani is in Yavat. Right? So devotees know this. So wherever they are in Vrindavan, in the morning, when they get up, they think, oh, where is my Radharani now? Now my Radharani is in Yavat. Yavat is in that direction. So let me pay obeisances to the direction of Yavat. Because my Vrishabhanu Nandini, my Swamini, she's there. So if I'm in, and then she's in Varsana. Well, let me pay my obeisances in direction of Varsana. So this is what's being told here. That following Rupa Raghunatha Padi, Hoibe Akuti, one should be eager to follow in the footsteps of Raghunatha Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami in his sadhaka rup, and his someday, when it's there, his siddha rup. His meditative service and his external service. So this is the idea. And then if we're not in Brajabhumi, it's a very common practice that I've sometimes traveled with people from Vrindavan, and we've gone to Mayapur. We went to Ekachakra, and then we went to Mayapur. And then when they were sleeping, I noticed one day we were sleeping. And I was making a very... I wanted to sleep, make sure I was pointing east. My head was pointing east. As our Gurudev trained us like this. Head should be pointed east or south. If you're not feeling well, point your head to the south. It's good for recovery, good for health. The north and west, they create magnetic disturbances and also cause ill health. So anyway, we're observing this. This is a yoga principle, and also Guruji taught us this. So I was making a point to point east, and I noticed that they had their heads pointed west. I said, why are you sleeping this way? Because it's said in Yoga Shastra that we should face like this. He said, oh, but you understand, Vrindavan is that way. Vrindavan is west. We have left Vrindavan. We have come east. Vrindavan is behind us. It's to the west. So I always keep my head pointed towards Vrindavan because I'm born in Vrindavan. So all of a sudden, I turned around and joined the Brijvasis and said, Jai Ho, Yoga Principles, Jai Radhe. And I slept next to the Brijvasis with my head pointed towards Vrindavan. Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. So if one is away from the Holy Dham, living in Ruski land, Ruski Desh, Ruski Gram. There's Nandagram, Marsanagram, and Ruski Gram. Ruski Gram is one of the 13 forests of Vrindavan. It's one of the Durbans. Durban means distant forest. Durban. There's Dwadasavan and there's Durban. Durban means a distant forest of Vrindavan, Ruskivan. I'm from Ruskivan. I have my Leela there, Ruskivan. So when we're in Ruskivan, then we can think, oh, where should I... Oh, now, what time of the year? Where is Radharani? Oh, Radharani's in Yavat. Let me offer my obeisances. So in the morning, you offer your obeisances first to Vrindavan, then to Mayapur, then to Puri, then to Yavat or Varsana. This is the teaching that we can bring down to the Adi Atmika level of me, myself, Atma, myself. How this verse applies to me. Even Lord Madhusudan, who is hard to attain, even by the best of yogis, Yogindra Durgamagati. It's very difficult for the Indra of all yogis, the greatest yogis, can't Durgama. He has very difficulty attaining Krishna. He feels himself blessed. That unattainable Durlabh Bhagavan, very rarely attained Bhagavan, he feels blessed if he's touched by the slightest playful breeze coming from the tip of Radhika's garment. Not a full breeze, not a gushing wind. Just the slightest playful breeze. It says, Vasan, that means your clothes. Vasan Anchala Kela Notita, Ota. just a playful breeze from the tip of her arana or her sari, it comes that way and it touches his body. Oh, what fortune I have. Dandabat, 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 brishabharananikijai, dandabat. He feels blessed. I, the author of this verse, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Tungavidyasakhi, he's saying, I offer my obeisances to any direction in which I may find this daughter of Maharaj Brishabhanu. So any direction I can find her, we can find her. And we can also think, where is she at this time of the day? Where is Radharani right now at 11:30? Is she in Varsana? Yes or no?
No.
Is she in Yavat?
Yes.
No. Where is she? Huh? Radha Kund.
She's heading towards you.
No, she's here. 11:25. She's here. Can't you smell the fragrance?
Yes.
Haribo! Don't joke. Be serious. Go outside and take a deep breath and smell Radharani's fragrance, because she's here. And apricot, apricot lila, the unmanifested eternal apricot nitya lila. Prakat lila and apricot. Prakat, manifest. Prakash, manifest. Seen, visible. Witnessable. Then apricot, apricot, aprakash, not manifest, not seen by material eyes, but seen by spiritual eyes. Divya chakshush. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanina. These eyes. So some people in the audience, they have transcendental noses and transcendental eyes, and they're perceiving Radha and Krishna's fragrance and darshan. Someone out there somewhere. So tomorrow we'll start the next verse, verse 104, which is Radha Charana Renu. Short and sweet. Tomorrow is the dust of Radha's feet. And that is very, very sweet. And that's also available all over Radha Kund.